Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Alachua County Extension Cord Podcast, where we plug in and bring UF IFAS Extension to life.
Well, it's October, and the plan of the month for October is arugula. Arugula. It sounds like an old-fashioned horn from like a 1940s car. Arugula. And yep. Today we're talking about all things arugula. And as always, I am joined by Dr. Cynthia Nazario-Leary, our environmental horticulture agent, and Martha Maddox, our family and consumer sciences agent here at the Alachua County Extension Office. So, arugula, how do we grow it, Cynthia?
This is actually another really good starter plant if you're, you know, new to gardening and you want to try something. Arugula is fairly easy to grow. It's quick to grow. You usually get plants maturing in 2 to 3 months. And what's really great about it is it doesn't have a lot of pests and diseases. This is often described as a tart and peppery leafy green. And because of that, because of those compounds that make it peppery, a lot of insects don't like it either. Yeah. So it's a really great plant to grow in your first garden, or even if you're an experienced garden, add a little arugula in there, you get some green cover in your garden.
Nice. And it, you know, to me, it's just like another form of lettuce, you know? So is it one of those, does it prefer kind of cooler temperatures? Is it I mean, obviously we're doing it here in October, so.
Right. It, you know, it's a very versatile leafy green. You can grow it actually throughout most of the year. It just doesn't tolerate those extreme heats and the extreme cold very well. So In the summertime, it'll most likely bolt. Which will happen is it'll develop a flower stalk. And then it usually gets more bitter too when it starts to bolt like that. So those cooler temperatures, we do that here in Florida because that's, you'll get the longest season by starting to grow it now. And you can plant it sequentially so that you kind of, you're able to harvest your arugula all season long.
Okay, great. And it can be planted by seed, or is it transplanted?
It can be planted by seed. They're very tiny, tiny seeds. So What happens is usually just like dust it in there, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got all these arugula. So what we recommend is that once it's germinated, and sprouted, you need to thin them out, because otherwise you're just going to have these very lanky, they won't develop as well if they're all crowded in there. You want to give them some space once they've germinated. But it can be hard to separate those seeds out.
Sure.
And you can always do transplants as well. You can purchase transplants, or you could start your transplants inside and then move them out to the yard. That's another option. I wanted to add too that since we're planting it during, I guess, this fall winter garden season, is that if we do have like a hard freeze, that you would want to protect them. Okay. They will tolerate cooler temperatures, but not that freeze.
Okay, it's not like some of our other coal crops where they can kind of just tough it out.
They could. I mean, we haven't really had like a hard freeze here in a while.
Well,
so.
You just jinxed us.
Don't say that.
So, I mean, they could probably take those cooler temps, but yeah, if you know it's gonna drop, I would put something over them.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So you said that you don't want them to bolt, because just like most of your kind of herby or leafy type of vegetables or herbs, that'll change the flavor profile. I wonder if a lot of times when you add not a bunch of nitrogen, but if you continue to fertilize, it keeps plants in a vegetative state. Kind of wonder if maybe if you had adequate fertilizer there, it would also help keep that plant from bolting, but that's just me thinking out loud.
I'm not sure, because I know it's like a trigger of the heat, the environmental factors that might override the fertilizer. Yep. But the other thing too is just when arugula gets bigger, I was going to say too, when you're harvesting it, you want to harvest those immature leaves, the young leaves. And you can harvest from the outside and leave the crown inside, so you could harvest from one plant continuously. But the problem is people sometimes let their arugula get really big, thinking, bigger is better. But with a lot of herbs, bigger isn't always better. It means bigger is generally more bitter.
Sure.
So,
So does it grow in like a rosette, kind of like a dandelion?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have like... it's going to have a heart, kind of like other leafy greens. And so you kind of want to harvest from the outside.
Okay.
But just don't let them get too tall. Yep. You want to harvest them when they're young. And then they're a little bit more eatable. Is that a word?
Edible?
Yeah, edible. Yeah. Yeah, because well, when
you can be, something can be edible and not necessarily wanting to, sure, to really enjoy
enjoyable.
It. Enjoyable, right. We need a word for edible, an enjoyable edible. There we go.
Delicatessen. Great. And, you know, yeah, and like most plants, I'm sure they are, you said they're pretty rock hardy against diseases and pests, but there's always, you know, under the right environmental conditions, you'll get leaf spot and things like that too. So I think you've kind of already mentioned trying to thin them out. Thinning them out will not only help just for them to grow into nice big full plants, but it'll help increase airflow and sunlight penetration just to help reduce any chance of those bacterial or fungal leaf blights that might be out there.
Right. I mean, in classic with any vegetable garden, you want good drainage too. I mean, these don't want to be sitting in soggy, wet soil. That's going to increase your chance of root diseases and other problems. So yes, good aeration, good drainage. They need adequate sunlight. You know, most things in our vegetable garden need that 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. The other, because they can also get lanky too if they're looking for light.
All right.
Yeah. So a really good plant to start out with, but, you know, don't overdo it because you can easily have a full carpet of arugula if you're not careful with that. Those little tiny seeds.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you. So I know you mentioned it's kind of got this bittery, sharp taste. And if you haven't had it before, I recommend trying it. It's definitely different, interesting. But how would you kind of describe the flavor profile, Martha?
Well, you either like it or you hate it. And as I was sharing with you, I found out while I was at a conference, my husband hates it. He doesn't like it at all. He loves pepper. But arugula has a unique, very, and when I say very, I'm going to say very, very spicy. It has that spicy, peppery bite taste. Mm-hmm. Here's another bite taste, play on words. And then on the backside, as you're chewing and starting to digest and swallow, it has that mustard-like flavor. So you'll see it a lot on, it's very popular with all the Italian and Mediterranean dishes. What I had it on that he said, oh, I just don't want that. So I told him, put his on the side. And I knew I wanted mine on the side as a salad because we had a delicious pimento cheese sandwich with onion jam on it.
Oh, goodness.
And the arugula, I just could not, because I like arugula, but I did not want that peppery bite to overpower my pimento cheese. And had I have had them put it on there, it would have, because when they brought it out and I saw another sandwich, it had a salad bowl full of arugula.
Sure.
And that much arugula will overpower. So that's the thing to be very careful with arugula, is if you're using it with other foods, it can overpower.
Yeah, it definitely, it comes to the front when you take a bite of something. It's kind of like an onion, you know. It's like, you know, there's an onion in there.
And people that like watercress, if you're going to mix watercress and arugula, you need to be very careful, because both of those have, it's kind of like rosemary and tarragon. They're at the opposite ends with flavor intensities. They have similar, the watercress and arugula has similar flavors, but they intensify at a different level.
Yeah,
so,
and they can kind of fight with each other.
They can, and just be careful what you mix it with.
Yeah, so basically a little bit can go a long way with arugula, sure. So yeah, I suppose it's kind of like spinach or lettuce or anything like that. When we're picking it out of the store, what are some of the characteristics that you look for a nice, healthy
Well, you want to make sure that the you have a long, slender, young, tender. You don't want it's so slender that it's old. You want to make sure that it's tender. And how you can tell that is it's very vibrant green and has deep notch and oval-shaped leaves. This is very intense here. If the leaves are real wet or bruised, don't get that, because the bruised means the flavor will not be as strong. Also, it's damaged. It will ruin a lot quicker. The baby leaves is what you're wanting. I guess that's just the best way. And one leaf should be basically about 2.3 centimeters, and get the individual leaves and an inch of the crown if you harvest the whole plant. So sometimes those leaves right in the very center may or may not be at the flavor intensity that you want.
Okay. All right. And so in terms of storage, I'm assuming, again, it's like our leaf, most of our leafy greens, where you kind of want to store it in a cool, dry place.
It goes back to when we talk about storing herbs. It's the same thing. You can wrap the stems. Do not, and I say this very strongly, do not wrap the whole plant or the whole leaves in a damp paper towel, just the stem. You can wrap that stem in a paper towel and store it in the refrigerator. The best way that I like and I highly recommend is to take a vase or a jar or a glass, put some water in it, put your stems in there, and store it for 2 days in the refrigerator. Change the water each day, because that is the best way to keep it the freshest.
Yeah, I just learned that trick from my future mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Now I have cilantro, like, that'll last more than 3 days in the fridge.
But keep like changing that water. Yes. Yeah. And also, you can store the leaves and all in a plastic bag, but it needs to have air. Those vented or vent it with the scissors. And these... It depends on if they're moist, and if they're moist, they're not going to keep 2 days because they'll probably start molding. So I try to avoid the plastic bags, but you can as long as you vent it and you've got good ventilation in there.
Okay. And then in terms of like washing them, preparing them, rinsing them, you only want to do that kind of right before you prepare them, before you cook with them?
Yes. And they're kind of like collard greens. They're going to get grit in them. And have dirt on them. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you rinse them. If you've got a spray nozzle, that's the best way. And spray it and then just shake those leaves and use them that way.
Okay. And do you need to cut out the petiole at all? Is it thick and non-palatable?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
If you leave them till they're really older. If you get them when they're really young, no. Okay. That's why I'm saying make sure it's really... when you go to buy them, pinch the bottom of them. And if they break, buy them. If they don't, leave them on the shelf.
Okay. So you want it nice, kind of crisp, and it'll just snap. All right. Great. So, you know, I've had arugula several times. I tend to actually like the flavor. Again, I think a little bit goes a long way. But I've always had it raw. You know, drizzled on top of pizza is great, or in a salad, or even on a sandwich.
You can do a pizza. In fact, I've had one just recently like this that they took... You know, like I tell you, to trim the stalk. Mm-hmm. And they take and trim the harder part of the stalk, and then they took the stalk and they just started slicing the arugula and then breaking the leaves. And they did all over. They had a pizza. It was a cauliflower crust pizza.
Oh, nice.
And they had fresh mozzarella. They had tomatoes. And then they put arugula all over. I mean, they covered the thing in arugula. Then they took fig balsamic and they started drizzling with the fig balsamic. They baked it, and then when they brought it out, they drizzled it again with the fig balsamic. That, if nobody would have told me that was arugula, it was, it had a flavor that was totally different. It had a sweet, spicy flavor. It did not have the sharp, you know, peppery flavor.
So is that a result of either baking it or boiling it or something like that?
It's partly the baking, but it's also the balsamic vinegar, just like caramelized onions. And I have also used it in an omelet that I make that I use collard greens or spinach in, and I'll just saute it with some olive oil. And it has a mild, it doesn't have a sharp. So when you cook it, it takes down the intensity of the sharpness in flavor.
Okay. Would it be something that you could add to a soup or something like that if you want to stir it into
The wedding soup, the Italian wedding soup.
Okay.
That would be a real good one. In fact, I have mixed the spinach and the arugula in there.
Okay, nice. Yum. And you know, I've had it on a sand, like a chicken sandwich or something like that. Does it go, does it pair well with other meats?
It pairs well with yeah. other meats, but one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is it's really good in the soups like we had talked. Mm-hmm. Anything that you use greens with, you know, all the greens it mixes very well with, but potato salad, fold it in your potato salad, make a pesto out of it. Instead of basil, do the pesto. If you want to kick it up a spicy notch and you've got a cheese tray and olives and you're looking for something just to give it a kickoff, that arugula pesto will really add flavor to the cheeses, the fruits, yeah. you know, different things that you're eating.
It's genius.
And pizza sauce. It's wonderful to chop it up in pizza sauce like I talked about with the pizza, but also if you want to use that pesto as your pizza sauce, you can do that. It's phenomenal on pizzas, sandwiches. I can't say enough about that. But again, like I started off with, the pimento cheese, you don't want it to overflavor the cheese flavor of that pimento cheese. So if you're going to put it very mildly, put it. Chicken, turkey has the best. Roast beef, it's good on, but you don't get the flavor of the arugula as you do with the turkey and stuff. Now, one of my favorite is to have arugula with my grilled or roasted meats, especially fish and poultry. It is phenomenal.
Nice. So if you happen to not like arugula, can you at least justify eating it with some nutritional value? Or, you know, is it good for you at least?
It's very good for you. And if you're looking for something that's low in calories and filling, because it is, and high in fiber, you can have 1 cup of fresh arugula leaves for only 25 calories. All right. 25, Kevin, calories. 3.65 grams of carbohydrates. It even has 2.5 grams of protein, which is really great.
Yeah, for a leafy green.
I was disappointed with the amount of fiber, though. It only has 1.6 grams of fiber. But when you look at the protein that the arugula has, man, that just nails it for me and is a seller. And also, it contains a very impressive amount of your vitamin C's, your vitamins A's, K, and folate. So it is a very nutritional,
herby green, leafy green. So, yeah, it's somewhere between a leafy green and an herb.
I mean, especially if you're like vegetarian, that's a really good idea. You can have it, you know, as serve as a bed with beans on top or couscous. Yeah.
Especially if it has that 2.5 grams of protein. That's great.
It's very good. The thing that I would recommend, and I would say if you are new to arugula and you have not had this, be prepared, number one, it does have an odor, a very strong, I don't know how to explain it. It's a peppery, musky, it's not moldy, but a musky type.
Earthy
aroma. Mm-hmm. And then when you bite into it, if it's at its peak in flavor, it is just so intensified, very sharp, very peppery. Mm-hmm. So I love pepper. My daughter and I overdo pepper, you know. And so that is just an attraction to me, the peppery taste. But if you do not like pepper real well, I would say start out small and add two.
Sure.
So put 3 or 4 leaves on your sandwich. Don't put 20 on there.
Right. Yeah. A little bit goes a long way.
A little bit goes a long ways, yes.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining me, Cynthia and Martha, to talk about arugula. Love it or hate it, you should go out there this month and try planting it. Test out your green thumb and harvest those young leaves. Put it on a pizza, put it in a sandwich, and enjoy one of nature's wonderful pageantries. Also known as rocket or raquette.
Right.
Throwing that in there at the end. So you may hear it called that as well. So they're referring to arugula. So yeah, go out there and rock it. So with that, we will say goodbye. Until next time, thank you for joining us on the Alachua County Extension Cord Podcast.